Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In the distilling industry, for each barrel of bourbon produced, that process also yields some 400 gallons of stillage, and that can be used as livestock feed.
Yeah, that's right. We've been able so far to give away our stillage, our spent stillage, to local farmers. But with our expansion, we're going through a major expansion project here. We've made the decision to enter into the cattle business to help feed some of that byproduct ourselves.
Jacob Call is master distiller and operations manager at the O.Z. Tyler Distillery in Owensboro. As far as he knows, this will be the first Kentucky distillery doing so. He has had experience in other locations.
I have in a previous life, yes. My father and I ran Florida Distillers. We fed a few hundred cattle our distillery byproduct there as well.
He says the process wasn't too difficult and generally worked well.
It did, yeah. The way that you feed stillage, you just really feed it in an open trough system, and they just have to have plenty of hay for the fiber to help kind of bind them up. And then you need a good mineral with the product as well. But we have some farmers that feed it in a tub grinder type system as well. Works either way.
Call says the distillery was approved by the State Ag Development Board for up to a $200,000 loan and up to $100,000 in state and county funding to construct the feedlot to utilize those byproducts. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Jacob Call with O.Z. Tyler Distillery in Owensboro says they'll close any day now on some property in Hopkins County for their feedlot. And he says they're recruiting a little help.
We are working out a partnership arrangement with Colonial Farms, which is over near Madisonville. They've got several hundred head of cattle as well, and we're going to kind of lean on them to help us with some of their management expertise.
Call says the plant expansion should be complete in mid-September, about the time they'll get into the cattle business.
Sometimes you have to think outside the box a little bit. I kind of grew up with an agricultural background and have fed stillage. My family has my entire life, so we sort of know how to feed the product.
The feedlot will require purchase of some $400,000 of hay annually. The plant expansion will require 750,000 bushels of corn. Call says all of that will be Kentucky grown. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.